first annual 90 Awards. Tonight, we are gathering to celebrate Channel 9 and the technical community.
Yeah, we're basically like the Oscars, but with real people.
That's right. The only plastic we have is tucked away in our wallets.
You guys, the power users, the early adopters, the tech savvy, the developers, and the Niners are what these awards are all about. You are as essential to Channel 9 as the goddesses are to Charlie Sheen.
That's right. This community is so passionate about technology that they don't have time to view Double Rainbows, Lolcats, or Rebecca Black's Friday video. That's time you'll never get back, people.
But they did take some time to vote for the 90 winners, and thousands of you voted. So without further ado, let's start the show.
Let's start the show. All right, our first presenter gave a keynote at this year's Mix and is a corporate vice president at Microsoft.
Which means if I make a joke about him, I will wake up tomorrow as the newest employee at Netscape.
Please welcome the goo, Scott Guthrie!
Well, thank you. I'm here to present the award for favorite Channel 9 show. There have been many shows that have never seen it, never greenlit by Channel 9. Shows like the vampire programmer drama True Boolean, or the gripping story about high school kids in Texas who built internet apps called Friday Night Light Switch, or everyone's favorite talent show, So You Think You Can Code. That last show was filmed mostly in parents' basements. The nominees for favorite Channel 9 show are...
Favorite Channel 9 show... Silverlight TV with John Papa.
Welcome back to Silverlight TV. I'm John Papa, and I've got Adam Kinney back on the show once again.
I am.
This week on Channel 9, with Dan Fernandez and Brian Keller.
Cool, what there's fun stuff in store for you.
Maybe a couple robots in there, too.
Hot Apps with Laura Foy.
This is Hot Apps. You give me 5 minutes, I'm going to give you 5 Hot Apps. First up is...
Going Deep with Charles Torrey.
What were we doing? Well,
yes, it's a...
Hair?
No hair!
Yes.
Go hair, no hair.
Inside Windows Phone with Yohai Kiriathi, Jaime Rodriguez.
Anyway, so we need to create a Windows Phone show.
Okay.
Inside Xbox with Tina Wood.
John, and John is one of the uber coolest, high up executive designers here at Microsoft.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Ping. This is episode number 91.
91.
That's right, 91.
Ping. Laura Foy and Paul Mestemaker.
Welcome to Cloud Cover.
Cloud Cover with Steve Marks and Wade Wigner. Webcamps TV with James Senior.
Welcome back to Webcamps TV Live here at Comash 2011. Thanks for joining us.
Endpoint TV with Cliff Simpkins and Ron Jacobs.
And today I'm delighted to be joined by Jesus and Dwight. And
the Knowledge Chamber with Robert Hess.
What XNA is, why people need to use it, and you know what you can do with it.
XNA is the second of the two choices for programming platform on Windows Phone.
And the winner is, for the favorite Channel 9 show 2010, Going Deep by Charles Torrey.
Do I have a teleprompter?
Thank you very much. I'd like to also thank all the people that were in front of the camera. So this is for them. Thank you.
If you're wondering why our production values aren't equal to, say, the Oscars or the Golden Globes, it's because one of our next presenters took up the entire budget with her wardrobe.
Yeah, you know, Paul, you actually could have lent her some of your dresses.
I've told you 1,000 times she doesn't have my figure. Now please welcome Windows Phone 7 director Brandon Watson and music icon Lady Gaga.
Let me start off by saying I feel honored to be standing next to you.
And let me start off by saying, I get that a lot. We're here to present the award for favorite blog about Microsoft. We realize there's thousands of blogs out there about the company, so we had to add some additional criteria, some constraints.
For instance, you can't abbreviate Microsoft with the letter M and a dollar sign, and you may not have the word Apple anywhere in the blog.
And you definitely can't have any posts insinuating that every time someone searches with Bing, God kills a kitten.
I love kittens.
That left us with our nominees, and they are...
Favorite blog about Microsoft. I started something, Long Zing. All about Microsoft, Mary Jo Foley. Ars Technica, Emil Krodolinski. Beyond Binary, Ina Fried. TechLab, Todd Bishop.
And the winner is... You want to read it?
All About Microsoft, Mary Jo Foley.
Thank you to all my loyal readers and codename lovers. Keep reading.
All right, here to present our next...
First!
Award. What the hell are you doing?
Our next award is for our favorite community show, so I thought I'd get a head start.
Yeah, I don't really think that's...
Pwn, epic win.
Oh, God, I wish I could dig you down in real life. Please welcome two of the leaders of Team Mix, Jennifer Ritzinger and Mike Swanson.
By the way, we forgot our timer.
They won't cut us off. Okay, if community-based websites like Dig and Reddit have taught the internet anything, it's that everyone's opinion counts.
Well, that, and indicating you're the first person to post a comment, is like winning the contest for Biggest Loser.
First.
You already said that.
Second.
Don't worry, I don't think he has any followers. The next award is for the show that best represents the community.
Minus the losers, of course.
Favorite community show.
It's time for Windows Weekly, the show that covers everything Windows, lots of stuff Microsoft, and the man who makes it possible, Paul Thurrott, news editor for
Windows Weekly with Paul Thurrott. This Week in Tech with Leo Laporte.
It's time for our Twits, This Week in Tech, the show that covers the week's tech news. Joining us...
Let's take a look inside hackerspaces. I'm Kelly Lewis. Welcome to GeekBeat TV.
GeekBeat TV with Kelly Lewis.
Don't boo the overflow room. They have it worse than you. You're here. They're over there.
Engadget Show, Joshua Topolsky. Big Nation with Kevin Rose and Alex Albright.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Dig Nation, episode number 293.
The Buzz Report with Molly Wood.
Hi, I'm Molly Wood, and welcome to The Buzz Report, the show about the tech news that everyone is talking about. This week's...
And the winner is...
The Engadget Show, Joshua Topolsky! Woo!
He couldn't be with us tonight, however, so we will accept the award for him and take it and put it on eBay.
You know, Laura, some have speculated that just as blogs are undermining the newspaper industry, Twitter is doing the same thing to blogs.
Well, our next presenter can tell you exactly how that feels. Please welcome the writer of the beloved blog All About Microsoft, Mary Jo Foley.
Twitter, the modern-day high school cafeteria. A place dominated by people who are either too boring to have anything exciting to say or just too beautiful to ever be friends with you. However, some people out there have used it for the good, and we're going to salute you with this award. The nominees for favorite Twitter user are...
Favorite Twitter user. Scott Henselman. Scott Guthrie. Coding Horror, aka Jeff Atwood. Robert Scoble. Major Nelson, aka Larry Bird. Guy Kawasaki.
And the winner is Scott Henselman.
Wow, this award is so much more useful than Twitter is. Thank you very much. Unfollow Scott Goo. Bye-bye.
Our next presenter is a corporate vice president and director of Windows Phone.
Speaking of which, I can't seem to find him in my contacts. Hey, can you give me his information?
He's about to come on stage.
Yeah, but I want to have him within reach at all times and accessible.
Are you stalking the guy?
No, I'm doing it digitally. That makes it Facebooking.
Just promise me you won't try and poke him. Please welcome Joe Belfiore.
Hello. Our next award is for favorite Channel 9 series. I once pitched a series at Channel 9 that revolved around an imaginary place where people would spend their days watching YouTube clips and posting embarrassing photos of themselves on Facebook. It was called The Office. Something about copyright infringement kept it from going through, so now we have the following nominees for favorite Channel 9 series. They are...
Favorite Channel 9 series. Microsoft Campus Tour. History of Microsoft.
Welcome to the History of Microsoft. The year was 1984. Sitcoms, Kate Now.
If you're new to programming, almost every tutorial starts off with the same example, a Hello World example.
Windows Phone 7 development for absolute beginners.
With each version of Silverlight, we try to remain super focused on delivering the right features and the right set of capabilities.
Silverlight Firestarter.
And the winner is The History of Microsoft, Tina Wood Summerford.
You guys, thank you so much for supporting it. It's a project of passion. I love Microsoft, and I certainly love the history of it. So thank you guys so much. Appreciate it.
Woo! All right. I think it's safe to say that our next presenter is kind of like a rock star to Channel 9.
So he's like Elvis Presley?
No, maybe more alive.
Like Mick Jagger?
A little bit younger.
Justin Bieber?
An actual man.
The lead singer of Bon Jovi?
Good enough. Please welcome Scott Henselman.
Hey. I am here to present the award for favorite new Microsoft technology or product. But before we go to the nominees, let's take a moment and bring it down and remember those we lost in 2010.
Thank you. Sorry about that. I started the video over because I wanted to see the Kin one last time. I miss you, Kin. And scene.
Favorite new Microsoft technology or product? Connect. Windows Phone 7. Visual Studio 2010 and .NET Framework 4. Silverlight 4. Internet Explorer 9. Web Matrix.
And the winner is, for favorite new Microsoft technology or product 2010, Visual Studio 2010 and .NET Framework 4. Here to accept the award is The Goo! Goo, 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 goo.
Well, thank you very much. There's a lot of great products up there, and on behalf of the whole DevDiv team, we really appreciate it, and thanks.
All right, everybody. Our next two presenters come from opposite sides of the spectrum. One of them is known for shooting movies with shaky video and poor acting, while the other is most likely to star in one. Please welcome fellow Niner Charles Torrey and a showgirl.
As a prominent member of Channel 9 community, people always ask me, Charles, how are you able to be so helpful? Where do you get the time to answer questions? Seriously, man, what's your secret? It's simple, unpaid interns. They're cheap, young, and will take any order I give them.
I have to say, I totally agree. I used to have my unpaid interns go do my lingerie shopping for me.
Nice. You're not hiring, are you?
Well... Actually, no, I outsourced that to India. Sorry. But here are our nominees for the most helpful Niner.
Yeah. I like this. Most helpful Niner. Sven Groot. Little Guru. Yeah. Bob. Richard Hyde.
Most helpful Niner in 2010,
Little Guru.
Christian Leansberger.
Yeah, thanks for the award. I just wanted to say that, you know, with one member in the community is nothing without all the other guys. So there's all the other guys down there who are also part of community, and they are more important than I am myself. So thanks, but.
Our next two presenters remind me of the guys from Mythbusters, except they don't look like a pair of effeminate mad scientists snatched out of the 19th century. Only one of them does. Please welcome two of your favorite Channel 9 personalities, Clint Rutgers and Dan Fernandez.
Well, Clint, I like to think the Kinect Control Lazy Boy car from the Mix keynote was a hit.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of it.
Where is it anyways?
I traded it to Circus Delay. I was told I told them the car had mystic powers. Clowns totally fell for it.
So what'd you get for it?
I got those noobs. They gave me a magic carpet.
A magic carpet?
Yeah, why?
You didn't cancel your flight home, did you?
Maybe.
Okay, we need to talk, but first, here are the nominees for Favorite Codeplex Project.
Favorite Codeplex Project. Silverline Toolkit. MPBM Light Toolkit. Balding. Nougat. Tweet Shark.
How was I supposed to know it was in wires?
We all fell for it for the first time, Clay. No worries. And the winner is... the Silverlight Toolkit. And here to accept the award is Jeff Wilcox!
Yeah!
So I just have to say, was not expecting this. I'm so excited that people are really supporting what we did, taking the toolkit to the Windows Phone. We're going to keep going with that. And, you know, thanks for the downloads and opening those work items. Thank you.
This next presenter is one of the creators of Channel 9, which kind of makes him God. Turns out you can find out a lot about God when you're in Vegas. For instance, I found out last night that God is awful at blackjack, but he sure loves his martinis. Please welcome Jeff Sandquist.
Hey there. Seeing as I'm one of the originators of Channel 9, I think I should be able to choose who wins this award. Unfortunately, it wouldn't be good for PR to hand out an award to one of my coworkers who we videotaped singing Katy Perry's Teenage Dream. Although he would definitely get a lot more Facebook friend requests. Anyway, the nominees for a favorite Channel 9 video are...
Favorite Channel 9 video, The Killer App, a Channel 9 Halloween special.
Can I help you, Liz?
Oh, God!
You know my computer's very personal to me.
You're here a little late, aren't you, Dan?
I'm trying to get the number one application in the marketplace.
You developed the code and you wrote the app.
The Charles Simonyi documentary.
Hungary. In the communist days, and I discovered computers very early, and this was at a time, this was in 1964, 1965, when computers weren't really known by the public in general.
So what's it
like? CES 2010, NUI with Bill Buxton.
Well, kind of, you know, your marching orders are really to make a difference and do original work, and also to think far out. The reality is that all of these things that we're seeing today, the seeds of them were planted up to 20 years ago.
All right. So welcome, everybody, to
Channel 9 lecturers, Dr. Eric Meyer, Functional Programming Fundamentals.
And today, finally, we're going to get down and dirty and really kind of write some code.
Silverlight TV 19, hidden gems from Mix 10, UFC's multi-touch app.
Yes, and I know that in order to be on the show, you have to be bald, so that's why I had to do something. But may I take this off now that I'm...
Yes, you may take it off.
Channel 9 Live, JavaScript panel from Mix 10.
All right, we're back live from Mix 10. Tweet your questions to at CH9Live. We have an incredibly excellent panel today.
Oh, my turn, I'm back. And the winner is Favorite Channel 9 video of the year? Killer app, Laura Foy. Way to go. Hey, thank you.
So much. This is awesome. You know, a lot of people said that there's no way we could make a cheesy video about a cheesy American film that was a cheesy remake of a cheesy Japanese film, but you know, we did it, and I've got a great team behind me, so thank you. Thank you.
Our next two presenters are two Channel 9 favorites. One of them hails all the way from the beautiful country of Australia. The other is Larry Larson. Please welcome Nick Fillingham and Larry Larson.
Podcasts have come a long way over the last year or two, becoming a highly popular medium for group discussions and introspective dialogue.
You know, Larry, I have a podcast that gets over a million hits a week.
Wow, what do you talk about?
Absolutely nothing, mate. I just read the instruction booklets. My accent is that awesome.
Nice, nice.
The nominees for favorite podcast, audio podcast, are...
Favorite audio podcast. .NET Rocks, Carl Franklin, and Richard Campbell.
Richard, however you really slice it, comes up peanuts. I thought it was cheese, but okay. Do you remember that?
So I had this idea for this show because I started using Calibre Micro.
Herding Code, K. Scott Allen, Kevin Dent, Scott Kuhn, and John Galloway.
All right, it's Windows Phone Radio, episode number 17.
Windows Phone Radio, Matt Akers, and Brian Seitz.
Next to me is Brian Seitz.
Welcome to the Alt.NET Podcast. I'm James Avery. I'm here today with Jeremy Miller. We're going to talk about the state of Alt.NET.
Alt.NET. Mike Moore.
Hi there. Hi, this is Scott Hanselman. This is another episode of Hansel Minutes. Joining me is...
Hansel Minutes. Scott Hanselman.
And the winner is... Scott Hanselman.
Wow, these are really heavy, and I'm here twice. I don't know. This is so...
Excuse me. Okay, I'm going to let you finish, okay? But everybody knows .NET Rock should have won. Okay, can we hear you?
Okay, so this next presenter needs no introduction because he is the king.
Wait, Bill Gates is here?
What? No.
Oh, man.
We've got someone even better. Please welcome the one and only Elvis Presley.
You know, because of bloggers around the world, I've been relevant and able to stay relevant in the hearts and minds of millions. I've also made a buttload of money. Seriously, at this point, I'm just doing the wedding so I can see the look on your guys' faces when you say I do. To put it all in terms you'd all understand, it looks like you're saying, OMG, WTF, it's priceless. Anyway, here's the nominees for favorite Microsoft blogger. Scott Guthrie.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, and I'll try blogging even more this year, so thank you.
All right, everybody, our next two presenters are superstars from the gaming community.
Which means they can kick your ass in a business meeting before drop-kicking your butt in Halo.
This is true. Please welcome Tina Wood and Major Nelson.
Tina, how are you?
Good.
You look great, by the way.
Thank you, and you too.
What happened to your
photos? I like the purple shirt.
Thank you, right back at you.
All right, this final award for the evening is given each year to a person or a team who has really moved the bar forward for the technical community.
In fact, the definition of innovation is something newly introduced, such as a new method or device. It is without a doubt that this recipient of this year's award for outstanding innovation has done all of that and then some.
It's being given to people who have paved the way for an evolution in the gaming industry and brought an exciting new platform to the world.
This innovation ushered in the era of controller-free gaming. For the first time, families, friends could get together and just focus on having fun and controlling the games with nothing more than the experience of life.
And beyond the gaming community, developers, scholars, doctors, researchers, and many of the brightest minds in science and technology from around the world have harnessed this new platform to deliver ideas and experiences that just 6 months ago did not exist.
And if changing the world was not enough, over the holiday season it broke the record and became the fastest selling consumer electronics device of all time. We are proud to present the award for outstanding innovation to the Kinect team.
I remember Alex Kipman came into Kudo's office and we had a little meeting, just the three of us. And he had this little thing on a stand that looked like a little alien robot. And he's like, this is the future.
A little longer than 3 years ago, we started from a vision. And we started from a vision where we wanted to transform not only gaming, but really entertainment as a whole, and move it from a world where we have to understand technology and push it into a world where technology disappears and technology fundamentally understands us.
The hard part for Kinect is that you have to start figuring out like what is natural for millions of different kinds of people and lots of the people who aren't like you. And that's just requires a fundamental shift in your design thinking. And we started taking a much more kind of like method acting approach to video game design. Instead of trying to figure out things in our own head, starting to figure out how can we go immerse ourselves into any of the experiences that we're trying to develop.
The first time it worked, we're tired. So I just nudged my wife and said, why don't you get in front of the sensor and see if it works for you? And he did, and it was the first time that it worked. And I remember myself and the rest of the engineers involved all being mesmerized. At that moment, we knew that we had done something different. And from that point forward, it was pure magic.
We knew that we had something really special because of just that inherent fascination with something mimicking perfectly what you're doing.
Prior to the process of working on a visionary product, part of the process of being able to be truly innovative in this industry is to be able to jump off cliffs without having the parachute on you. And you can put schedules and time frames around work, you can't put schedules and time frames around breakthroughs.
Technology, in my opinion, isn't about just like developing these new abilities that a small group can kind of take advantage of. It's developing new abilities that everybody can take advantage of.
Whether it's all the people who made the actual hardware for Kinect, the development platform, all the tools that people need to make great creative experiences with the Kinect technology. It takes a lot of people to get something like Kinect off the ground, not just from a development perspective, but sales, marketing, PR, all those folks as well.
It was the fact that everyone kind of drove towards this one dream and made it happen.
Do I open that up?
No.
Okay. All right, and here to accept the award on behalf of the Kinect team are good friends of mine, Alex Kipman, Darren Bennett, and Kudo Sonoda. Gentlemen.
We found two girls in this place, so we brought them up on stage.
You can be rich. You can be powerful.
You don't amount to much of anything until you change the world. This award is for everybody around the world that helped bring Connect to market.
Super excited to pick up the 90 here. It's been a great year with Connect. It all started at E3 last year. Just want to give a special shout out to Todd Holmdahl, Ben Kilgore, all the people in IEB who made this possible, and of course the woman who really makes anything happen in our org, Teresa Chin. Thanks to everybody. Yeah. Woo!
All right, everybody, that's it. Thanks for watching. We hope you enjoyed the 90s. Stick around for DJ Z-Trip and the Mix attendee party. That's it.
Thanks a lot.